David Tilley, who is a good friend of mine, good friend of the show's. He's a big supporter of veterans. He can tell you the group that he heads up in the Southern Tier, where they're trying to, I want to do more to help David, trying to get veterans housing and transitional housing and sometimes full housing. But David has a connection from his times when he served in the last administration and befriended some folks in the Ukraine. He's been on the show before. He's talked to some other media services. He still has friends that are in the Ukraine, I believe, trying to survive, basically, this war. And David was part over the weekend. I saw a nice image you posted of your dad, David, watching WMUR with you being interviewed. But you've done a lot of work here. Tell us about the effort here in New Hampshire to let the people of the Ukraine know that we do care, and we care a lot. Tell us about it, David, and thank you again.
Thank you so much, Jack. I mean, when I was last on your show, we were talking about, you know, what folks were going through that I knew right on the ground in Ukraine, and all of the hardship and the courage of the Ukrainian people. And since then, with Sean O'Kane, who was former Dread Commissioner, through Fred Coker reintroducing us on his show, we really dove in and worked together on how can we help. And so United Way has been just a tremendous partner in that effort on how we can help. They are, you know, supporting the effort with no overhead, 100% going directly, you know, to the Ukrainian people. And in 3 short weeks, through just an outpouring of Granite State support, we were able to collect already 34 pallets of hard goods, medical supplies, humanitarian supplies worth over $400,000, and also 22,000 so far, more than 22,000 in actual, also financial contributions. It's just been heartwarming to see this tremendous Granite State support of the folks in Ukraine.
And where, you know, we had Mila on, a young Ukrainian woman, on a few weeks ago, staying with a host family in Bedford. Her husband and her had just gotten out of Ukraine when the rockets and the missiles started. One hit their town. They were in the western area, away from the capital, but they were able to get into Warsaw, Poland, and eventually here. I'm not sure their status, but it was a wonderful, a very inspirational, humbling interview to hear this young woman talk about leaving their home because of war. Give us an update on your friends there and where this support and aid will go.
Sure. Now, one of my friends, Anya, who's been helping on the humanitarian front, I think about every Ukrainian is helping on the humanitarian or military front right now, but she's 6 months pregnant. She went to a safer part of Ukraine by the Slovakian border, 5 miles to the border, but she actually went back home to Kiev to help on the war effort there. That's where her husband is, where her family is, where her husband's 92-year-old grandmother is knitting camo for the war front. The folks are just courageous and resilient. I've got another friend in Kiev. She's been going traveling to some of the areas that were worst hit, that are literally only 10 kilometers out of Kiev, that were totally devastated, and where people need everything that they've had was destroyed. And what we're doing and helping in real time, we know what their needs are. For example, Roman, one of their members of Parliament, who actually was in New Hampshire last summer, he had mentioned to me even today their greatest need is combat life-saving kits. And they're a little more of an expensive item. They're maybe $200 plus a kit. So our financial contributions we're going to use for some of those items. And we'll be able to most of the aid will go through Poland, and we have the Walesa Foundation helping us logistically to get the aid, our aid, through Poland, and then on to Ukraine to the folks that are most in need. And again, tremendously appreciate United Way, where 100% goes right to Ukraine. But and in the Granite State, we've just had some incredible support from the Common Man, from CMC, from DECA. That's where we were meeting. Thanks to Dean Kamen. That's our site where everything's stored right now. On-site medical sources, the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm bound to forget someone, but just the Common Man Family Restaurants, and just so many individuals across the state have just been helping. One of those people that helped was actually through when Alicia was substituting for you a week or so ago on the show. She referred me to a gentleman, Brett Scott, who generously donated $10,000 to have for a matching, and we were able to match it, and that was thanks for, you know, your show, Jack.
Well, I appreciate
that came about.
Great stuff you're doing, David. Keep us posted. I appreciate the energy and the heart. We'll get you back soon on veterans issues and the work you're doing. Thank you, David Tilley.
Oh, thank you so much, Jack.